driving on stormy nights can become so difficult that you may wish you had the eyes of a night creature, like an owl or a tarsier. What's a tarsier? Well, it's like a... Look, it doesn't matter. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades reduce blur and glare, clearing away rain, so you can drive even better than a tarsier, whatever that is. Night vision has evolved. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades.
You got so much to do, it's got you feeling blue. Put a little play in your day.
Subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Off the ball, rugby.
I question that theory, and I wonder, come the biggest games, whether it will be the undoing of Leinster, as in the end it was in the final, because Toulouse are taking their game on.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Peter, Alotti performed really well today. You really delivered. Enda McGinley was talking just beforehand there about looking at the way you reacted after the semi-final win. There was a behind-the-goals camera, and he said you were so cool and understated. You shook hands, you walked off the field very quickly, and there was a lot of emotion in contrast. In Newbridge, yeah. How did you find this week, the tight build-up, and how did you make sure you were ready to go today?
I think, to be fair to backroom staff, they got us a load of recovery in. They told us to keep our heads cool, not stay out of kind of media stuff, don't look at it too much, and just focus on the job at task, which was shutting down Ergo Care on, and luckily we got over the line, like, so that's pretty much it.
You got a big score in the second half when the game was turning, like there was little momentum swings going.
Hopefully that, I was pretty happy with that. Hopefully that, I think we needed a score in that end. That time as well, there as well, they were knocking over a few points, and I think the goal was just up before or after. So it was, hopefully it was a crucial score, and hopefully changed the contours of the game.
Could you just give us a little bit of context on the impact or the difference that the likes of Conor Callan and Mick Fitzsimons have made? You know, you're there since 2004.
Yeah.
Mick is the first Dublin men's player to win 10 All-Ireland senior titles. Con, the 13th to win both hurling and football club titles. Like, what are you seeing with those two?
That's huge. Like, I suppose, like when Fitzy broke into the Dublin team, like, there hadn't been a cooler player on the Dublin senior team probably since Mick Holden, maybe. So even we would have had an inferiority complex against other clubs in Dublin. Like, we just wouldn't have seen ourselves as you know, being in that bracket. So just even someone seeing Fitzy there, kind of like when he first broke on, just seeing him starting for Dublin was just huge. And I suppose psychologically, you're kind of thinking, geez, well, there's a cooler guy sort of, you know, playing at the highest level. And then look, someone like Khan comes along, like, you'd sort of heard about him when he was a minor, and, you know, this guy is supposed to be, you know, serious bit of stuff, and you know, again, he kind of breaks onto the scene, and you sort of start kind of building a team. You're kind of going, right, we've Mick there at the back, you know. Anytime you had Khan on your team, you just felt like you had a chance, you know. So I suppose, like, a big thing that Khan, like, gave some of the older guys was, again, just a bit of hope, you know. You're like, if we can kind of cobble together a few players from somewhere, we have this kind of, I suppose, generational player that can, you know, maybe you can kind of go and do something, you know. And then the Patter came along a few years later, and you know, added to that. So the two lads they're amazing. We're so lucky with all of our Dublin guys, like even Conor Mullally was here as well. Like, they're so invested in the club. Like Fitzy would be coming down to, like, training sessions and stuff during the year, and, you know, there was a league match we played against Rohini, I think a good few years ago now, and he was only supposed to be watching, and I think he saw David Henry coming on the other side, and then he goes, feck this, and he kind of gets his boots on, he starts playing, you know. So he's been huge, really, in getting us here in terms of, like, just dragging, I suppose, the culture and the expectation, as has Khan. But look, we're so lucky with all the Dublin guys. Patter's been real leader now the last few years as well. So the three lads are all, they're special guys to be kind of involved with, you know. So
both of the boys aren't great, unfortunately. They're both going to head to hospital now for further checks and whatnot. So Dara obviously came off, he was groggy and was not right. Whenever he went out, he just took a knee, unfortunately. I think it was to the head. It happened close enough to me. And so when I went out to him, I knew it was probably serious enough, and you just can't take risks with that. So that was that. And then Rory, unfortunately, I didn't realise at the time, but I went out. He was the first player I went to after the match, and he was well out of it now. And then on reflection, the last 5-10 minutes, I'm not sure where his hit came, but unfortunately he's well sort of dazed in that as well. So the two boys will go, and please God they'll come round. I'm sure they will. But yeah, that's part of it. Didn't impact on anything. I think the boys that were on the pitch done their level best to make a shape of it in the second half, but the two boys are unfortunately picked up knocks.
Is there any solace in that second half performance?
Oh, massive. Massive. Like, we all know we're all football people here. Like, and them type of first halves can happen. They'll happen any team. It's just part of sport sometimes. And it happens much bigger teams and professional teams than us. And then you're in a very difficult place, and it's up to you to respond. And you have two ways out, and the boys went at it and just went at it and went at it and went at it and made a game of it. So to their absolute eternal credit, that second half is, it'll not make the first half any easier to stomach. But absolutely, like the alternative almost doesn't bear thinking about. But the second half, you can walk away. I haven't got to speak to them yet because it was obviously working with the other two boys. But when I do, I'll absolutely tell them to walk away with their heads held high.
It obviously couldn't have gone any worse in the first half. At half time, you know, what is being said, Petey Hart like grabs the game by the scruff of the neck in the second half. It was unbelievable. But what was being said, or what could you say?
There was an acceptance that it was a disaster of a first half, that the team froze, but there was a reality check that Cooler are good, but they're not that much better than us, and we're not that bad. So, like, whatever was going on in the first half, it was not because we were playing against a team that was 10 levels too much for us. So that meant it was on us to settle ourselves and just go. And it's been a long year. They've played some fantastic football, got themselves out of tight corners, repeatedly showing huge character, repeatedly showing good quality, and this was the last 30 minutes of the year. And after all they've been through, that required, you know, they owed it to themselves to give the final 30 minutes, and if you're going to die, well then you die with your boots on, and they done that. Cooler had built that wall in the first half. It was unlikely we were going to topple it completely, but you just wanted to brick by brick try and start knocking it down and see where it took you. And you sort of always know games are strange. If a team has a big lead and you get it down to 6 or 5, suddenly the pressure and that changes, and you end up giving yourself a bit of a chance, and we almost did. But look, we came up short, and that's not surprising given our first half. We wouldn't have deserved to win it, but I suppose the biggest thing is just that first half and why we were like that. And I suppose that's going to be the biggest thinking point.
Have you any idea why? Like, was it the turnaround? Was it the hype?
So both of them things. I noticed at the end of the Cooler semi-final and the final whistle, because we're behind the goals camera, and they'd won the Laren semi-final, and final whistle went, and they just shook hands and walked off, and they sort of shook hands with each other. Good job, right away we go. It was remarkably calm. Ours was a bit different down in Newbridge. It was a massive emotional high. It was the biggest high our club probably has ever experienced. And so that's particularly difficult to get down from, get the bodies recovered in the extra time, and the boys were still really tired and sore on Wednesday. There was a couple of them still struggling coming in today, and Big Joe Goose had the flu as well, so you have all of those things to manage. And then the emotional high within the club this week was massive. Like, we were coming in past the supporters, and just the emotion of the club was just there to be seen. There was plenty of tears, and so maybe that just all got out of control. Don't know. The boys wanted it, I know that, but it just didn't come to pass. Like, the first half, we couldn't play any football at all. So it'll certainly be another chapter in a sports psychology book somewhere.
Glad ForceFlex Max Strength now has bags with a 2x stronger top for over-the-top strength, like the kind of over-the-top strength you need when Bill breaks your bowl of buffalo chicken dip. Glad ForceFlex Max Strength, strong enough for all of life's garbage. 2x stronger top versus 13-gallon ForceFlex bags.